Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1. So far this year, more than 2,000 people who applied for their driving test failed to show up. The Road Safety Authority told the Fine Gael TD Eimear Curry that up until the end of April, 2,397 people paid for a test but didn't turn up on the day. Tens of thousands of people are waiting months for tests. So why are there so many no-shows? Our reporter Peter O'Connell travelled to County Clare to find out more.
Midweek in Ennis, the roads are busy and the rain is back.
The key one is nerves on the day. Some people are just too nervous.
Chris Curran is an Ennis-based driving instructor.
Other reasons may be they have suddenly realised that the 10-day window that the RSA give each candidate to be able to reschedule their test, it has been exceeded. That means they either have two choices on the day, turn up or don't turn up. And some people take the second option and don't turn up.
Hello.
Kirsten.
Yes.
Nice to meet you. How are things?
Good. Come in.
Kirsten Falloon is one of 81,000 people on the driving test waiting list.
When I applied for my test yesterday and realised the length of time that I've got to wait, I just thought that was just abominable. They said it could be up to 26 weeks at this stage or longer.
She says she cannot understand why so many people don't turn up for their allocated test.
I think it says more about the system than it does about those that are waiting. I think it's very broken.
All of these no-shows don't actually cost the Road Safety Authority any money, as everyone has to pay €85 in order to apply for a driving test. However, Brendan Walsh, who's the Chief Operations Officer of the RSA, says that no-shows are definitely a logistical issue.
There is no loss to us from a revenue perspective, but there's a loss in efficiency. And like year to date, what we've seen 2025 is 2,397 people not turn up.
The RSA has benefited to the tune of just over €203,000 for driving tests that didn't actually take place. Brendan Walsh again.
Last year, we had 8,863 people who failed to show up. Now, while that sounds like a big number, in the context of 253,000 tests, it's around 3.5%.
Susan Gray is the founder and chairperson of the road safety group, Park.
It's clogging up the whole system. These no-shows are depriving other learners of sitting the test when they're anxious to get a date and pass their test and not have to be driving accompanied.
Based on his experience as a driving instructor, Chris Curran believes that a certain percentage of people who hold learner permits are not turning up for their driving tests.
I believe there are a number of people still in the system that are continually not showing up. Right now, the RSA are trying to proactively work on getting those people to sit their test. They don't want people driving for years and years around the public roads on learner permits. They need to get them into the system, need to get through the system, sit their test, either pass it or start working on how they might pass it at some stage.
Brendan Walsh acknowledges that this is definitely an issue, but he says that the RSA and the government are working on it.
We do have people who are running very high levels of multiple learner permits. We have a programme that once we get through this backlog, we're going to kick off with great vigour. We have the team stood up, we have the legislation almost finalised with the Department of Transport. So we will be making some changes to how learner drivers stay on the road on a learner permit. If you're holding a learner permit, you should be learning to drive.
Susan Gray says that the RSA and the government must urgently address this issue.
A learner driver never has to turn up for the test. They can renew it every year by simply sending RSA €85, getting a booking date, not turning up, and using that letter from the RSA to prove that they actually applied to book a test.
Meanwhile, back in Ennis, Kirsten Falloon is somewhat impatiently awaiting her driving test date, and she's very clear on how long that wait should be.
2 to 3 weeks, a month max.
And that was learner driver Kirsten Falloon, ending that report by Peter O'Connell. And that is it from us for today. Thanks for listening. Thanks to our team. On sound was Mark Dwyer. Our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins. And the editor of this week is Margaret Curley. Stay tuned for Sunday Sport coming up next. But for now, for myself, Justin McCarthy, and all the team, thanks for listening and have a very good afternoon.